Stop touching that snooze button and get ready to clock in with the best morning show on the planet.
It's okay when we're singing, we're dancing, we're playing on the field, making everybody else laugh, making everybody else millions of dollars. But as soon as we have a voice, we're punished for it.
Giving you an informative dialogue with a side of fun and laughter while cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
Look, it takes 5 minutes. Notice I'm not getting the details about what goes on in Switzerland, but those that know, you know what I'm talking about.
Get a little. And then,
do it again. Do it again.
A little.
That's it.
You know what it is, Truth Nation. It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
My point is, if you're 40 or if you're still trying to push for something, it doesn't mean that it's over just because it's been delayed. Delayed doesn't mean denied.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, this is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming on YouTube.
You gotta love black folks. We gonna make a way out. What you mean, man? All you gotta do is get
the put a little oil in it.
go get the Robitussin so we can get this car fixed.
Here are your hosts, the effective communication coach, Denise Thomas, and two-time Emmy Award winner, Telly Hughes.
Good morning. Good morning, Truth Nation. It is Tuesday, November the 12th, 2024. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. You already know. Good morning, Telly.
That's right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
The best day of the week.
Best day of the week. Said by absolutely no one in history.
I don't know. I've spoken with a couple of people. Now, you and I have been speaking or having a conversation for about 30 minutes. Now, all of a sudden, my voice wants to be all. So, I flew into Milwaukee yesterday. Landed about 9:30. Now, tell you, if you recall, yesterday morning before the show, I was sharing that my cousin who had visited me in Dallas for the weekend, what club are we a member of? What club that we found and we preside over?
The 9 p.m. club.
The 9 p.m. club. So she had me outside way past 9 o'clock. Mm. So needless to say, my ability to pack my suitcase to come here. Truth Nation, why did I forget a whole... I've been living in Milwaukee for 22 years. 22 years. And it is the month of November. And what did Denise Thomas forget to pack? Or even wear? A whole coat. Now, between Dallas and Milwaukee, I had to go to D.C., right? D.C. wasn't bad. Actually, I had dinner yesterday in D.C. D.C. was probably about 60, 70 degrees outside. Man, we landed last night. General Mitchell International Airport.
You're going to learn today.
I can relate because there's been one time I went to Miami. You get out that little walk space. It's warm. It's humid. You get to Milwaukee. It's so cold.
Yeah.
You be like, God damn.
I don't make mistakes.
That cold was like, whoopsh, 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 whoopsh. I mean, I'm literally ducking and dodging. Whoopsh, 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 whoopsh. It was literally like talking to me.
Yeah, Milwaukee, Wisconsin weather, disrespectful in the winter.
Oh,
yeah.
So disrespectful. And then so, of course, as we are approaching, my son picked me up from the airport and he's taking me to my hotel. Downtown Milwaukee, ghost town. I could have sworn I saw tumbleweed. That's how cold it was. Mm. It was.
Yeah. What you outside for?
I was like,
what you outside
look,
for?
He's old man winter. He's back.
Yeah.
This morning wasn't that bad, though.
I always think about, like, when I go somewhere warm, when I'm packing, I'm like, you do realize you got to come back at some point. So don't, you know, if you got to pack a hoodie, pack a hoodie, because you got to come back.
You know what? You're right. And number part two of the packing disaster, the disastrous packing process. That's why, look, shout out to all my people over the age of 40. Don't be hanging out with these young folks, okay? Just let it go.
Yeah.
I should have told my cousin, you know what? Here's the keys. Go be great.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm like.
Go a couple of spots. Go a couple of spots. You know, they safe.
Look at me, Telly. I'm like, You know, it's been a while. I think I can hang a little bit. We see how that worked out. So then fast forward. When I get to my hotel, I'm, you know, unpacking some things out of my suitcase. I only, it's probably about five things in there. One shoe, Telly. One shoe. Truth Nation, you're going to see me, if you see me this week in Milwaukee.
Limping. Ain't nothing wrong. I ain't injured.
Well, you know what? Shout out to Kohl's inside 3rd Street Market Hall. Because after this morning's show, I'm going to be walking right over there to Kohl's to get something. One shoe.
Yeah,
one
that's
shoe.
Tough.
No. And I don't mean a pair of shoes.
Yeah.
I mean, I literally packed one shoe.
Just one left shoe.
My work, like, you know, my work shoes. You know, you got your tennis shoes. So I got my tennis shoes on now. But the work shoe. So shout out to all those folks out there.
Yeah, that's tough because, like, I have left, forgotten, lost, like, belts and chargers and stuff over the years. But, if you only got one shoe, that's a tough one there.
What'd you say? I'm going to be out here limping? All right, Truth Nation. Well, this morning, we have a ton of topics to the point where we had to just decipher, like, what do the people want to hear? From a local standpoint, Wisconsin Supreme Court faces a heated debate regarding the 175-year-old abortion ban in this state. We're also going to get into, after a whole week, Republican candidate for U.S. Senate, Eric Hovde, who lost to U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, the Democratic candidate, fails or refuses to concede or ask for a recount. Also, what's his name? Shug Capone? It's not funny,
what's his name?
Because I'm telling you, when I heard him speak, I was like, oh, this is Shug Capone right here.
Yeah, whatever he says he's going to do,
trust and believe.
It sounds like it's a good chance it's going to happen.
So, Trump has a whole cabinet member, to be cabinet member, that is going to oversee the deportation of, and I'm doing the air quotes, illegal aliens in this country. And this individual appeared on 60 Minutes on Sunday.
Tom Holdman.
Shug Capone. And we're going to play an excerpt of this interview that took place again on 60 Minutes, which broadcast on CBS. And he is basically telling America what it's going to look like and feel like beginning January of next year, which is basically tomorrow, when it comes to deportation of illegal aliens. And then finally, and I don't know him to say I don't like him. But, you know, it's like, okay. Waka Flocka was scheduled to have a meet and greet, and it was canceled. We're going to get into that.
You don't like Waka or his mama?
We're becoming a society where if someone says something that you disagree with, I don't like that person. I don't like them. Do you remember a time where, and I've talked about this, where we could just disagree and still be cool? Now it's like, I don't like that. I'm canceling him. I'm unfollowing her. It's like, you didn't know them to begin with.
Yeah.
Like, I can't call Waka Flocka up and be like, hey, like, so how can I not like him?
I blame that on social media.
Man, I told you social media is the root cause of all evil now. It's no longer money. It's social media. And
because look at that look how you weaponize social media.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm going to unfollow you. That's the funny thing about it. If somebody told me that, I'd be like, oh, am I going to feel that?
I'm going to refrain from how I would respond. Because again, if I say it, I don't like her. And then we have Letitia James, who is the Attorney General of the state of New York, who has received a personal threat, which includes racist and sexist insults. by who will be the attorney general for this country under the Trump administration. So all of that, Trump supporters, looking forward to hearing from you.
You know, Trump people are like, we back.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing from y'all.
Like, man.
This is a show where we want to hear everyone's voice. So 833-212-1017. Before we take our first break, I got to give, for some reason, the spirit is just asking me to say this, so I'm going to be obedient. All the young people that are listening, especially the young brown and black girls that are heading to school, do not let what happened last week be a distraction. I know maybe many of you are listening. You've heard conversations from relatives. And how you feel is valid. But please, don't let or consider not allowing the outside, because they out there. They getting real confident, too. They getting real confident. All right, Trump administration, don't let your leader get your... Young queens, you were great before November the 5th, and you are still great on November the 12th. Be strong, but also get your rest. And go in there with the utmost confidence. And when someone comes to you with that mess, you just look at them and you say, okay, and keep moving. But don't let them, because they didn't got the okay, they didn't got the green light now. So they walking around here with their chest out. Just be mindful. DT loves you. Make it a great day at school today. Telly, you ready? Because this whole show, sure we're going to get like...
That was on your heart. That was in your spirit to say it. Yeah. I'm glad you obeyed it.
Let's go, DT.
Let's go. Yeah. These young girls of color, boy, I know it's hard right now. Because they're like, they're looking at us. And all I can do is hang my head low. You failed us. I'm like, I know. No. I'm being dramatic, but in all seriousness. Y'all got this. When we come back, where do we begin, Telly? There's just so much.
Wow, that's a good one.
Where do we begin? You want to start with Hubdy?
Let's do that, because, I mean, shoot, clearly he got time, so we got time today.
Eric Hubdy, if you're listening, our Troop Talking text line is 833-212-1017. What do you say about Juneteenth when he came on our show?
It's a nice party you guys got here.
When he was on Benjamin and Carrie Noni Juice's show. Like, tonight, what do you say?
I got houses, or I go to Africa or something
like
that.
Yeah. Oh, tonight, what do you say, Telly? It's a great party.
I never understood that.
Why is he trying to be over here and he lives and stays in California? I never got that.
Well, Eric, if you're listening, call in. Answer Ricky's question. 833-212-1017. It's Tuesday, y'all. We're almost there. Almost there to hump day. We're going to get your day started off on a great note. Stay locked in. This is the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth be told, with DT and Telly.
You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Yeah. Round, 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 round. I get around.
Telly, all I gotta say about that is,
you nasty. You a nasty person.
I wonder when the last time that has been said by a young adult, because we used to hear it all the time in our generation. Like, if you do something that a girl thinks is that, I ain't doing that.
Nasty. Telling my mama. Now
that's nasty.
All right, y'all. It's been nearly a week after the general election, and U.S. Senate candidate on the Republican ticket, Eric Hovde, has yet to publicly concede or request a recount after U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin basically won the election last week. I mean, it wasn't a landslide victory, but hey, A W in the world of sports is a W.
Yeah.
Hovde, and let's go back. According to the Associated Press, Baldwin won by 29,166 votes, which was basically 49.4% to 48.5%. So, I mean, you know, if you're competitive and stubborn and you just don't know what it's like to lose, I'll play Eric's game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Eric Hovde issued a statement basically saying, and I quote, this was the day after the election, so this was last Wednesday. We will continue to monitor returns and make sure that every vote is counted. Now, the state of Wisconsin will allow a candidate to request a recount within the margin of victory or when the margin of victory is no more than 1%. In this instance, Hovde would be required to pay.
Whoop, there it is. That's in my line of work, DT, that's called burying the lead. Like, he want to... Clearly, he doesn't want to pay for it.
Whoop!
There it is.
So, on the campaign trail, when he was running, he said, and this was an interview that was on Upfront, which is a show on WISN 12 News, okay? He said, his words, not mine, Telly, when he was asked if he would accept the results of the election, and I quote, Eric Hovde said, yes, I will. And here we are, a whole week after the election, where it was, the margin of victory was more than 1%, and Hovde now won't concede or ask for a recount. So what does that mean? I mean, is it kind of like, yeah, you know, what does that mean?
To me, DT, in the past, it would mean that you have no future political ambitions and, you know, things that you want to do that you're going to have to run for again, because you would want to run it the right way. And from start to finish, and you have someone that's not conceding. And now, keep in mind, I just gave the disclaimer, that's how it used to be. We just saw someone get reelected after not even transferring power peacefully when he lost in 2020, but yet it's still okay, and all is forgotten and forgiven. So, maybe this is one of those, hey, I'm going to take my ball and go home. And when it's time to come out and play again, I'll come back out and make it seem like y'all forgot everything. But, for him to not even concede. And I mean, if people at the highest level can do that and say, okay, I may not like the results of the election, but this is who the people have voted in. I need to back them. And you're not getting that from Eric Hovde. So is it really about the people or is it about you?
Well, in this case, I would say, because again, I would say it's about Hovde, because again, when he appeared on WISN 12 News Upfront show, when he was an actual candidate running, he said he would accept the results of his election in November and Donald Trump should do the same. I quote, I think we need to come together. We need to tighten up our voting process so everybody agrees and feels confident in our voting.
Yeah. To me, it's just the doubt that has been put in the voting process just because someone lost is so crazy to me. And now moving forward, it's always going to be a question if you feel like you should win and you don't. Because here's the thing. Donald Trump won. It's amazing that we didn't hear anything about any election frauds or any problems. No problems were reported.
That's what's wrong with the Democratic Party now.
Yeah. So
when they go low.
Yeah. Like, I mean, come on. Like, you don't even question it. Like,
That's what's, you know what?
Yeah. So.
Them days are over, y'all.
Yeah. Yeah. So the whole thing of Hovde not conceding or asking for or don't want to pay for a recount, he's just taking a page off of his leader, out of his leader's book. That's all he's doing.
Well, one thing, whether you are a registered or voting Republican or Democrat, President-elect Donald Trump is not wasting time. Now, last Tuesday, on the general election day, it appeared as though Republicans were moving closer to claiming both Senate and House control. They've already won or regained from the election control of the Senate. And as of yesterday, they are continuing to move closer to also claiming House control. They have won 214 of the 218 seats they need for a majority. And 16 races remain uncalled. Are y'all with me? I'm going to say that one more again. The Republican Party in this country is about to have a trifecta. And a trifecta in politics means that the president is Republican, the House, or I should say the Senate is Republican, and the House is Republican.
Damn.
And that is what is about to happen, because the Republican Party has won 214 of the 218 seats, and there are 16 races remain uncalled. So what that means, y'all, is that the White House, the House, Republicans would basically have full control of the federal government beginning January of next year.
Everything red. Everything's
Everything.
That means can't nobody be voted out. We all on the same page. One band, one sound.
Welcome to the Trump Agenda Show.
Man, oh man. And it's going to be for 2 years, too.
Now, here are some of the likely changes. And this is according to the New York Times. These are some of the likely changes that will take place when, or let me say if, there is a Republican Congress, which again, there's 16 races that have been uncalled. The Republicans already have 214 of the 218 seats. Now, Telly, I know you're not a gambling person, but what you betting? what you betting?
Well, it's a surefire bet, whatever it is. BT, this is, like I told you when we were prepping, get your popcorn ready. This is about to be a reality show once again, and it's going to be happening in real time. With that much control, that much power, and you have someone, you know, we always say quotes and things that we were told when we were brought up, DT, like, if somebody tell you who they are, believe them the first time. Yes, believe everything that this man has said he is going to do, and now he has unlimited power to carry through with everything, from the Supreme Court to the Senate to the House to everything. All the way down to the states, pretty much. I mean, when you have that much red, it's not just for the presidential candidate. It's for the Senate and House seats in those states as well.
I'm weak at August Knight in our YouTube message board. I'm weak. She said the Red House. You ain't lying, August.
Yeah, right.
The Red House. That, for real, like, you literally could go paint the house red January on Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C. Now, here's what's likely going to change once President-elect Trump is inaugurated, especially if there is a red Congress and a red Senate. Number one, tax cuts. And again, this is according to the New York Times. The signature legislation Trump signed in his first term was a 2017 law that cut taxes for almost all Americans, but especially those that have been identified as wealthy and corporations. Many of those cuts expired next year, so a Republican Congress is almost certain to extend most of them. I mean, that's, is that a bad thing or a good thing? I mean, I'm not frowning about that.
Yeah, no.
Okay, we'll keep going. And this is where Ricky, what's his name? What's Shug?
Oh, Tom Holman.
We about to, so the next thing that will, I won't even say likely change, Telly. I'm like 99.9% yeah, yeah. sure this is going to happen.
Were you talking about me being a betting man? We can go back to that again. I'm putting my money on Tom Holman.
Immigration. Now, Trump, there has been nothing vague or gray about Trump's policies on immigration, especially regarding mass deportations. Which, by the way, as commander-in-chief, as president, he has the authority. He has the executive action ability to fully execute his plans. And guess what? He needs to get money and approval from Congress. What you think that's looking at right now? What's that looking like right now?
That's a text message, DC. That we got a call, no session, or hey man, hook me up with some of that bread. I'm trying to get this done.
Pass that basket of bread.
Yeah.
And make sure you give me all the money I need to get these illegal aliens deported.
All right.
That's how easy it's going to be. You think me and Telly are making this up? All right. So we got some audio. There was regarding this, and I'm doing the air quotes, y'all, likely change regarding immigration and border security and national security. There was an interview, and Telly, please just help me. Just cue us up for this, because heard it and when I saw his face.
Okay, so President-elect Donald Trump has appointed former ICE director Tom Holman to be the border czar. Now, we heard a lot about border czar. This Kamala was supposed to be the border czar, which was never a title she was given. But President-elect Donald Trump has appointed former ICE director Tom Holman to be the border czar for this mass deportation. And in an interview on 60 Minutes, here's what Tom Holman had to say about the process and how this is going to look.
We have seen one estimate that says it would cost $88 billion to deport a million people a year.
I don't know if that's accurate or not.
Is that what American taxpayers should expect?
What price do you put on national security? Is that worth it?
Is there a way to carry out mass deportation without separating families?
Of course there is. Families can be deported together.
And there it is. You think he playing, DT? Was there any joking in that voice you just heard from Tom Holman?
And his tone was so like...
I wish you could just see his face. Exactly.
Yeah, Truth Nation, y'all got...
Yes.
Maybe when we come back from break, maybe we could get the YouTube video on our YouTube channel. I can't even talk right now because, dude, his face. You can stream and watch Telly and I live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. So make sure you also hit that subscribe button.
You ever watch...
Oh, here they come. Yeah. I hear the phone ringing. Oh, shoot. Let's go. I knew it. Let's go. I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready to
learn.
And
hopefully we can get that video on the other side of the break. You got to see it. And that voice, I mean, when you put a face and those facial expressions or the emotionless facial expressions to that voice, yeah, you going to know Tom Holman ain't playing. And I don't even got a budget. It's like I got a phone call and say, hey, fix the border and we'll give you whatever you need. That's what that sounded like.
Oh, what?
That sounded like, he's like, what money?
Is there a price tag?
Budget? Yeah.
What'd you say, Telly?
You ever seen like a mafia movie?
Or
he that hitman that's going to get it done?
Yeah.
And every time she asked a question, he was like, who is this girl?
Yeah.
Can somebody please get this little girl out of my face?
Are you asking the wrong questions? Yeah, we going to get it handled.
Yeah, can you ask me some real questions, little girl? My goodness, this is a waste of my time.
Ask me how long it's going to take. I tell you, you know, it might take a few days, a few weeks, but it's going to get done.
In all seriousness, because, you know, I always say we got to laugh to keep from crying, but in all seriousness, the images that we are about to witness, there are a number of law-abiding, hardworking, tax-paying citizens or people that are here married to someone who is a U.S. citizen. But because they are not, I mean, the images that we are about to witness, whether you support Trump or not, it's going to be very difficult. When we come back from break, Al, we see you. We're going to come right to you. And we welcome, this is, the doors of the Trump agenda are open. We welcome all Trump supporters. We want to hear from you. And even those that do not support the incoming Trump administration, we want to hear from you as well. 833-212-1017. This is the best morning show on planet Earth. Thank you so much for tuning in. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, we have teamed up with Associated Bank for our Black-owned business Give Back. Each quarter, we will be giving away $6,000 worth of free commercial advertising for 3 months to five Black businesses. Visit blackbusinessgiveback.com. That is blackbusinessgiveback.com to sign up today. Let's rebuild our community's backbone through exposure on the truth. For official rules, head to blackbusinessgiveback.com. Associated Bank member FDIC.
Good morning, Truth Nation. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. Let's go straight to our Truth Talking text line, which is 833-212-1017. Good morning, Al. Thank you for your patience. You were live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
My comment is, since this individual want to play like they big bad words, well, doesn't that mean Melania and her son will have to go along with her parents? That means part of the whole Congress is gone and Donald Trump's people. So if he's a real big OG, straight face or not, and I'm speaking from a atheist point of view, somewhat Satan on my left and right shoulder, when they go low, open the devil's door. So wouldn't that mean that some of his people, like Melania, have to go? Because, you know, she was over here on a work visa, and also her parents was immigrants too. So you got to start at home first, because no house can stand with a weak foundation.
Al, let me ask you a question. Your question is valid, but guess what? We would be here all year long if we did the, well, what about Trump? Well, what about, what part of T-R-U-M-P is not clicking? Mm. It's Trump. Yeah. He can do, he's got 34 convicted felonies, and you got people who got convicted felons that couldn't even vote, but he could be president. So, you know what, Al, I love you. I'm over the whole, well, what, because it is what it is. Trump, T-R-U-M-P.
Yeah.
He could do whatever he wants to do.
Well, okay, well, that might be true, too.
It is
and
true.
He's not Jesus.
Because Melania ain't going nowhere. She's not going
anywhere. Well, they need anywhere. To send that hoe. I understand that, but they need to send that hoe back home and then come out of and send them to. Because what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
You're right.
And maybe Black people should start asking what's in their heart and stop being naive for that so-called God who let them rot for 300 years. Because this is why we're in that predicament. Have a great day.
You
Bye-bye.
Too, Al. Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm over the whole, well, how come it is what it is.
Yeah.
The man was convicted of 34 felonies, and he will be inaugurated in January.
Mm-hmm.
Black people, we got to talk about what we gonna do. What's our agenda? Because America has spoken. Well, how come Melania? Because she is married to Donald J. Trump. Mm-hmm. There are no rules for them. It is what it is. So it's time. Where do we go from here? Now, we've been talking about President-elect Trump's mass deportation plan. And I'll be politically correct, Telly, and say what it might look like. But What's the brother's name again?
We go see the video from Tom Holman on our YouTube channel. So make sure you go to 101.7 The Truth and subscribe to our YouTube channel, because we're going to play this video, and hopefully you will be able to see the look in Tom Holman's face, who recently was appointed by President-elect Donald Trump to be the border czar.
Seen one estimate that says it would cost $88 billion to deport a million people a year.
I don't know if that's accurate or not.
Is that what American taxpayers should expect?
What price do you put on national security? Is that worth it?
Is there a way to carry out mass deportation without separating families?
Of course there is. Families can be deported together.
Telly.
Did y'all see his face?
Without a flinch. And see, you gotta, I think the key to being a good interviewer is being a good listener, DT. Mm-hmm. And just listen to what he said. There's a reason why he asked her, would you put a price tag on it? That to me said, his conversation with Donald Trump was, hey man, whatever you need. Like, we're not going to... whatever it takes to fix this problem, you're going to get it. Because I have Congress, I have the House, I have it all. So there is no budget. So to me, when you listen, you find out different things in terms of, okay, what wasn't said there? And why would he ask that question? Why would he ask her that? Because he's basically just told you, not going to have a budget.
So what would have been the follow-up question if you were interviewing him?
So if he asks, is there a price tag? And I would say, well, was there a price tag given to you? I don't know. Was there a price tag given to you?
That's a great follow-up question.
Yeah, I mean, because it's just being honest. But here's the thing. That let me know right there, that answer is that dude has full autonomy. And if you don't know what autonomy is, control.
We have been talking about Trump's agenda. We're going to have like a series on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly, just the Trump's agenda show.
That'd be every day.
Well, because, you know, as Americans, again, whether you support Trump or not, it's going to be very important that we understand what this will look like, because the Republicans, as August on our YouTube message board said, they're about to be in full control. The White House might as well be the Red House. Now, as we've been talking about tax cuts and immigration, and we just heard from who will be overseeing the deportation of, and I'm doing again the air quotes, illegal aliens. Also, energy and climate are part of the Trump agenda, where congressional Republicans will more than likely reduce clean energy funding. And I'll say that again, we'll reduce clean energy funding, and Trump can unilaterally permit more oil and gas drilling, and as part of those, cutting the environmental regulations. So this would, and for younger people that are very passionate about climate change and global warming and protecting Mother Earth, this move will likely worsen climate change. However, the Republicans are hoping that they will reduce the energy costs. And see, this goes back to yesterday, and we reported about We Energies and the rationalization of increasing utility bills by $20 every month in 2026, between now and 2026. That's what this is about.
Mm-hmm. It all comes together.
Number four, Ukraine. Trump and many of his congressional Republicans are probably not going to be providing a lot of that money to Ukraine's defense against Russia. So all the aid that was approved earlier this year is more than likely going to run out sometime between now and the end of the year under the Biden administration. And at that point, Ukraine is going to be struggling.
So let me make sure I got this right. So Trump is going to stop funds from going to a country that's fighting against his boy's country.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
You got it, Telly. All right. Silas, you've been patient. We appreciate you. You're live with DT and Telly. Silas, what is your question or comment?
What does it mean when he said something about like granting police like immunity or something?
I'm sorry, the question one more time.
What does it mean when he was granting police immunity? What's going on with that? Like,
oh, when Trump,
what exactly does that mean? Yeah.
Well, when he said that he was he would like to give police full immunity, that basically means if you are considered a good cop who may have done one bad thing wrong, then it'll be excused, or it would be in your line of duty. Like when the cop shot the woman in the face in Springfield, Illinois. That cop would basically get away because he would be like, hey, I felt threatened. I was in the line of duty and I don't have to testify differently. So that's basically full immunity.
Yeah. What about when there's
an issue with like evidence and everything, they like actually like change like footage and audio and everything for their agenda.
And that's why they give you immunity, because when you are immune from something, you are protected, you're exempt. So despite the evidence, I mean, this is a new day, so it might have changed, but back in my day, when you were granted immunity, you were basically protected. Okay, there's going to be no penalty. You're not obligated to testify in court. You are immune from the judicial process system in the court. Now, that might have changed, but basically Trump is saying, whatever y'all do, police officers, I got your back. You're protected. Yep. You don't have to testify in court, which means you won't be punished. So no penalty, no punishment. You don't have to testify. Keep doing what you're doing. Does that answer your question?
So what do you think so where is that going to put us in society where people are getting kind of reckless with their use of law enforcement?
Let's just say in a bad spot.
And just chalk it up to that.
Silas, brother, yeah. I've been telling Silas, consider this. And I'll say it's between me and you and Silas, okay? I need you to lean in, brother, because I love you and I appreciate you listening. Dual citizenship. That's all I'm saying. Y'all think it's a game. Apply now. Get your passport and dual citizenship. It's not a game. Thank you so much, Silas. We appreciate you calling in. When we come back from break, we want to continue hearing from you, Truth Nation, 833-212-1017. We are discussing Trump's agenda. Now, in the meantime, President Biden will meet with President-elect Donald Trump in the Oval Office. Now, his wife, our First Lady, Dr. Jill Biden, has also extended, as part of the standard procedure of transitioning power, an invitation to First Lady-elect Melania Trump. When we come back, we'll talk about the reception of that invitation. Stay locked in.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Let's get away and get a room on the other side of town. Hey, shorty, I was feeling for you.
Good morning. Good morning, Truth Nation. Thank you so much for tuning in to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Breaking news, President Biden will be meeting with President-elect Donald Trump tomorrow inside the Oval Office in the White House. What is interesting is that Melania Trump, who will be the First Lady of the United States, has declined the invitation to meet with First Lady Dr. Jill Biden. Why are you laughing, Telly?
I'm laughing because I was just thinking, like, if that's just a normal situation and it's like, hey, the Joneses want us to come over on Saturday night. And you're like, I ain't really got nothing in common with him. I ain't trying to kick it with them.
Or how about, no, baby, you go ahead. I'm gonna sit this
like,
one out.
I'm good.
I'm gonna watch Netflix and chill, baby. You go ahead. So again, First Lady Dr. Jill Biden extended Melania Trump the customary invitation in conjunction with President Biden's customary invitation to invite the president-elect to the Oval Office. Now, this is a tradition, symbolic gesture to demonstrate to the country and the world that there will be a peaceful transition of power. Now, what's interesting, y'all, and I really want to hear from the Trump supporters on this. Help me understand. Y'all probably don't care. I get it. In 2020, Donald Trump refused the same meeting in 2020 as he contested the election results.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you find that interesting? But now, President-elect Trump is like, I'll be there. Now, the meeting is scheduled for tomorrow, November the 13th at 11 a.m. And this is according to the White House.
And they meet for different reasons, DT. Like, I know in the past, like, when the first lady invites the incoming first lady or soon to be first lady, like, don't they talk about like just different things, how they want to do the White House? Like, oh, you could do decorations or you could do this or you could do that. And here are some of the agendas that I was trying to push while I was here. And, you know, here, like, that's a very important meeting that you're just brushing off for no reason.
Now, what's interesting is that Melania Trump did, as part of this customary invitation between the outgoing and incoming presidents and first ladies, she did accept the invitation from Michelle Obama in 2016, where they had tea in the White House.
I think I remember that.
In the yellow oval room. And First Lady Michelle Obama took First Lady Melania Trump on a tour of the private residence of the White House. I mean, she went there in 2016.
What did I just start off by saying? I don't like her like that. We ain't got nothing in common.
What did Dr. Biden do? Well, you know, that's none of my business. Let me stay in my lane, y'all. When we come back from break, we want to hear from you. We're talking about the Trump agenda. And we've got a whole lot to unpack during our second hour. So stay locked in. Our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. Again, we are discussing the Trump agenda. And many of his to-be cabinet members have already spoken and let us know it's not a game. Stay locked in. You're listening to the best morning show on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.